Turning our attention now to the National Camogie League action this weekend, and Cork are facing Limerick in a playoff on Saturday afternoon in Mallow with a throw-in time at 3:30. Cork manager Paddy Murray joins me now to look ahead to this match. And Paddy, I imagine you watched Limerick and Kilkenny last weekend with great interest, or at least the closing stages, as your progression to this match tomorrow all came down to scoring difference.
Yeah, it did. You know, I suppose once we finished the league campaign, I suppose the feeling is that we thought we had blown it, really, that you know, we weren't going to qualify. So I suppose it was a bit of a surprise in one way, and relief that it just turned out this way, you know.
Were you at that game? Because, as I said, came down to scoring difference. If Limerick had lost by even a point less, they would have gone through.
Yes. No, I wasn't, actually. We were involved in the intermediates above Galway same time. So I suppose I was concentrating on the intermediates, but it was only afterwards I got the score. So you know, we would be probably very relieved to get a second chance, really, you know.
A second chance in another great, a high-level intensity game, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, look, games like this are hard to come by. And I suppose we've gone through the league, you know, minus probably 7 or 8 of our starting 15. So, you know, again, we'll probably be going down the same route again tomorrow. So it's a great way for us probably just to judge the younger girls and just see what you know, what way they're going, you know.
And Limerick have obviously had a great campaign, Paddy, and not to discount them in any way at all. They did beat you in the first round, but I imagine with the progress you've made since that game, you'd feel good going into this match.
Yeah, look, we certainly wouldn't underestimate Limerick. You know, that they've certainly topped themselves up an awful lot this year and have backed it up really on the pitch. You know, I think even when they were playing Kilkenny last week, there was only 2 or 3 points in it at one stage. So, you know, we certainly respect them. But we would feel that, you know, we certainly have more done this time around. And I suppose I was kind of very disappointed with the way we approached the match in the league against them, that, you know, it was a very wet day. And I just thought that a lot of our players didn't want to know about it, you know, and we're going in probably tomorrow again. The forecast isn't good, so the day is going to be much similar. So I suppose I'd be looking to see whether, you know, the attitude of our players will be hopefully better, you know.
Yeah, the application will have to be. Well, the prize at stake this time is definitely a league semi-final, so that alone should bring more hunger out of the players.
Well, it should. And look, it's something that we earmarked was a league semi-final this year. So, you know, look, I would be disappointed if we don't win it. And, you know, but I think more important, it's the way we approach the match tomorrow is really what I'd be looking at, you know.
Good news in the last couple of weeks, Paddy, with the news that Aisling Thompson's injury, not as bad as first feared. She's just sidelined for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and she trained last night. And, you know, I would certainly be hoping that we'd have her back probably within the next 10 days. You know, and our panel is starting to come together now again. That look, I think Julie White is the only one really that will be missing through injury, and that probably will be up to the middle of June. So, you know, we'll have everyone back next week.
Great stuff. So in terms of even tomorrow, selection-wise, have you a lot of problems in trying to pick that 15?
Not really, no. Look, we'll stick to the way we were. We've approached the league, so certainly there'll be girls, a lot of the younger girls taking the field tomorrow. So, you know, look, it's something I just want to see how they get on. And, you know, look, I've no fear with the likes of Aisling and Jim O'Connor and these, that I know what they're up to. So yeah, I think it's more important that we find out what the younger ones are up to.
Absolutely. And in a boost, obviously, Paddy, when this fixture was made, it's been played tomorrow, Saturday, because of the ladies' football on Sunday. So while you have a couple of girls that are still have a heavy schedule this weekend, at least it's not in 24 hours.
Yeah, look, and I suppose, look, we've been critical of the Camogie Association before, but I think in this occasion they've reacted very well and organised it, and without very little fuss. And, you know, certainly in the other thing as well, they've gone for Mallow, which, you know, is a fine field, a stadium, you know, so they've gone for a very good pitch as well. So, you know, I think they have to be congratulated on that.
Great stuff. Well, Paddy, the very best of luck to you.
Thank you.